There's nowhere in the world we cherish more than our home. At Grundig, this is what we think about as we design, as we invent, as we create. We have in mind one single thought, making your home the best place to be. The Sessions at Midori House with Grundig, pioneers of quality, innovation, and craftsmanship. Visit grundig.com to find out more.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
Hey, this is Courtney Marie Andrews, and this song is called How Quickly Your Heart Mends.
Welcome to The Sessions at Midori House in association with Grundig. I'm Andrew Muller. This week's guest is Courtney Marie Andrews. The Phoenix-born songwriter has already made 6 albums, but is unkeen on the first 3 to the extent that they have been expunged from the record. On the strength of the 3 she has made since, especially the latest, Honest Life, it is desperately difficult to imagine that they can really have been that bad. Courtney came to Midori House to play 3 tracks from Honest Life and to discuss the yearning, the rootlessness, and the Washington State Bar that informed it.
Empty promises and a broken heart, hiding the bathroom of this bar, crossing out your name in my mind, I'll cross out yours now that you've crossed out mine.
Courtney, welcome to The Sessions at Midori House.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We're sort of talking mostly about 2 albums, the new one, Honest Life, and the reissued On My Page. But there's also, and this is interesting to me anyway, there's a canon and a catalogue before those. You've actually managed to assemble quite a large catalogue quite quickly.
Yes, I have. Turns out I'm a workaholic.
So how many albums is it in total now?
So there's 3 that are available. There's 3 before that that have been erased from the universe. Some lucky people, I guess, have them. But yeah, I've sort of dislodged them from the
erased from the universe, how bad can they have been?
I'm over-exaggerating a little bit, but they weren't bad. I was just a kid when I made them. My first record, I was 16 when I made it. And so I was just learning how to make music. And I'm a millennial, so I grew up in the era, like right at the cusp where you could just make your own records whenever you wanted. And I utilized those tools and just kept making records. So
Does it surprise you that more people don't do that? Because the reason I asked about it is it struck me that you've so far assembled quite an old school career, as in having made six albums in quite a short period, the way people used to do 30 or 40 years ago, when weirdly it was a much more complicated and expensive process. Whereas now it seems to be a more standard thing of people make three albums a decade if they're really prolific.
Yeah. I feel like the difference is that now you can inexpensively accumulate enough tools to record yourself. Whereas back in the 50s or 60s, you'd have to play 4 hours a night before some guy would come up to you and be like, I'd like to record you, kid. You know, and so that's the only difference. Whereas at that time, all my live experience and writing experience was in a bedroom and also just at a coffee shop in Phoenix.
On a semi-related subject, is it correct that a lot of the research for Honest Life was done via bar work?
I'd say that the wrap-up of the songwriting was definitely via bar work. The initial songwriting process was actually done mostly in Belgium when I was backup singing. I lived in Belgium for 4 months, and so I wrote a lot of the songs there in an apartment above Leuven.
But the bar work part of it, where was the bar and how did you end up in it?
The bar was in a small town in Washington called Duval. It's the oldest bar in the valley. It's so old that it was actually gambled for and won by one of the last owners of the bar. I spent most of my life on the road, my adult life, I guess, and I wanted to see what it felt like to be settled down. So I did that for 8 months and got very sick of being settled down. So, I kept moving. This song is called Not the End.
You'd sing to me sweetly in the northern morning light. Oh, love ballads replaced the word you could not find. I have loved you for so long, ever since that 4th of July. I knew I was in trouble then when your eyes met mine. Didn't think it was possible to lose you again. So won't you hold me and tell me that this is not the end. So many nights we'd spend in our little basement room. A part of you became a part of me then, and I know you feel it too. I'm so far away now, this empty hotel room, trying to dream up every memory to feel closer to you. Didn't think it was possible to lose you again, so won't you hold me and tell me that this is not the end. But beauty means nothing if you're not with me. Didn't think it was possible to lose you again. So won't you hold me and tell me that this is not the end. Won't you tell me that you love me and that this is not the end.
The album does start with the song Rookie Dreaming, which you haven't played for us today, but which I do recommend to any passing listener, which does very much set the scene of setting off on a journey. I mean, was the album intended to be heard like that, or was that something that became apparent later?
It's funny because people, when they started interviewing me about Honest Life, they asked if I specifically meant for that to be like a journey and a the destination, like basically the full album. And I didn't even realize I did that until after. But now I can only hear it like that. Like the beginning is sort of when you take off, and then it ends with Only in My Mind, just sort of a wrap up of all the feelings that I felt throughout the process of writing that.
It's an accidental concept album.
It is, yeah.
Was it intended to be heard as a body of work, or when you were writing it, was it just a bunch of songs?
I feel like more than so than any record, these songs fit together. Just they're meant to be together. They were written all around a very similar headspace period. And yeah, it's definitely a body of work. All my favorite records, none of the songs are skippable because they all fit together. And so I really wanted to make a record that was like that, at least attempt to, so.
And do you plan, I guess, looking forward to continue at the prolific clip you've already established?
Yeah, I don't sense myself stopping anytime soon.
So is there another album almost due on top of this one?
3 days after this tour, we're making a record.
Yeah, an extraordinary work rate. Courtney Marie Andrews, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
This song is called Irene.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House in association with Grundig. Today's guest was Courtney Marie Andrews. Courtney's new album, Honest Life, is out now on Mama Bird and Loose Records. She's on tour in Europe, the US, and Canada over the next few months. Dates can be found at CourtneyMarieAndrews.com. Join us again at the same time next week. We'll have music from the British musician Nick Mulvey, who's just released his new album, Wake Up Now. For the time being, I'm Andrew Muller. Thanks for tuning in.
Troublesome things. Sometimes good people draw troublesome things.
At Grundig, we're proud of the quality, innovation, and craftsmanship that goes into everything we do. Grundig's audio products are no different. The highest standard of sound with the finest design forms. The Sessions at Midori House with Grundig, pioneers of quality and innovation. Visit grundig.com to find out more.